VentureCast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
5 ways to implement the growth mindset today. Hi, this is Ale Meyer, host of Sales is Easy podcast, and thank you for joining us for this interesting topic. Recently, I recorded lots of podcasts and I have lots of inquiries and questions from salespeople who are listening to the podcast about, we talked a lot about what is a growth mindset and what are the pitfalls of a fixed mindset. And what can we learn from failures and mistakes, and how to analyze your mistakes in sales. But there was actually a question: how can I implement the growth mindset? I'm a sales guy with 12 years of sales experience, and I want to implement the growth mindset today. What are the ways of doing this? This is what we'll cover in today's podcast. But before we begin, allow me to introduce this podcast. It's all about demystifying and simplifying sales process and sales strategies and sales techniques to really, truly make sales easy. I firmly believe sales is easy if you dedicate your time, if you spend time to learning and developing your knowledge and your skills and the strategies and techniques, and more importantly, if you keep your growth mindset, if you work on your mindset, if you don't allow fixed mindset to creep in. My name is Alan Meyer, and in the last 15 years of my sales training career, I delivered trainings on all 6 continents, 42 different countries, people from 122 nationalities, people flying actually from Korea to see me in Thailand, and I had responsibility to deliver good training on that. On the topics of resilience and growth mindset. But I've been in sales for 30 years. I'm still a sales guy deep down, and I believe any training can help salespeople if they dedicate time and effort to do it. So what are the 5 ways to implement the growth mindset today? Let me give a quick overview. Researchers and psychologists have been studying the influence of mindset on learning and personal fulfillment for decades. And based on over 30 years of research, Carol Dweck formulated a theory of mindset that states that we all lean toward one of two or two primary mindsets. The fixed mindset is one that believes our talents and traits are innate, they are determined at birth, and they do not develop much over our lifetimes. In contrast, a growth mindset believes that all our abilities, our skills, our traits can be developed throughout our lives, which means learning occurs at all stages of living. And those who embrace a growth outlook have the capacity to positively change their lives at any age, and they recognize that learning opportunities exist in all that we do, and they learn to set higher goals for themselves, which allows them to live their career dreams and come closer to self-actualization, not just in sales. And to implement a growth mindset, you need regular practice of attitude and behavior. And then actually, I will name 5 ways, but allow me to give you a few examples how the two mindsets approach sales career or consider problems in sales. Growth mindset salespeople, they find lessons and inspiration in the success of their colleagues, while the fixed mindset, they feel threatened by colleagues' success. Think about it. Maybe you witnessed this. Maybe you saw somebody. If my colleague is good, doing something great, I'm not threatened by his or her success. I'm motivated. I should be pushed. I should get some inspiration. I should even reach out and ask, hey, what did you do? How did you overcome your quota 3 quarters in a row? What did you do? What can you share with me? Tell me more, basically, right? Next example is of growth mindset salespeople. They learn from feedback, from criticism, while the fixed mindset ignore this and take it as a personal attack, and they cannot learn anything. The manager is there to get them, and the whole world is actually a conspiracy against them. The growth mindset desire to learn, they want to learn, while the fixed mindset just want to look smart to others. Growth mindset salespeople, they're not afraid to listen to podcasts like this, to take the time to actually develop the skill set. But fixed mindset people, they want to look smart. I had people during my sales training, my workshops, they know everything about everything. And it's fine, but come on. Like, if I bring you something new, you never heard of this before, guess what, right? You didn't hear it before. You didn't have the training on that. So don't just think you can look smart to others because they see through you. It's all about either you're willing to learn or not. If you're not, fine, you know, leave the room, don't be there, right? That's what I actually said to some people in my training. Like, if you don't want to be here, don't be here. I'll give you green pass. I'll tell your manager that you are here. That's it. But don't ruin it for people who really want to learn. So the growth mindset people, they're also able to see the bigger picture when seeking solutions to problems with the customers. While the fixed mindset, they usually they blame other people, including customers, delivery, whoever it is supporting them, or they feel sorry for themselves. I have the worst territory in the world, or the market changes and I cannot sell anything to anybody, or they only focus on the negative in a situation. If you're longer in sales, you know what I'm talking about. You work with people like that. Maybe in some part of your career, you were like that. But, you know, it's all about really seeing the bigger picture. You know, customer has a problem, issues, whatever they demand. Let me see what we can do about it. Being proactive and try to find a solution to the problem instead of blaming, pointing finger. Also, growth mindset salespeople, they persist no matter the setbacks, no matter the adversity, the obstacles the customers throw in them. While the fixed mindset, they give up easily. First deep question, oh my God, they'll never buy, everything falling apart, and they're not serious about it. No, it's not about that. Customers have valid questions sometimes. They want to know what happened. Maybe they had bad experience with other vendors. They just want to actually understand how you're going to help them if problem arises. And the last example I have before we jump into five ways to implement the growth mindset, growth mindset people, they take responsibility for their own learning. They don't need to be pushed by company or anybody to listen to podcasts, to buy the books, to attend the trainings, to get the coach, anything to help them to grow. While the fixed mindset ignores opportunities, they seek out distractions. And I had tons of sales people in my trainings that they didn't want to be there. They're always on the phone. They, when we do exercises or role plays, they need to go out and call the customer. That's fine. You know, but as long as you are aware, it's all about your personal responsibility for your own learning. So let's jump into how to implement a growth mindset. Well, we all need regular practice. Like if you want to be the best football player, basketball player, piano player in the world, guess what? You need to practice, you need to practice, you need to practice. But you need regular practice of attitude and behavior to implement a growth mindset that over time can change how you personally see the world. Let me repeat this. To implement a growth mindset, you need to regular practice of your attitude and behavior that over time can change how you see the world. So here are five ways you can start cultivating your growth mindset in sales today. We start with number one, adopt a positive outlook. No, I'm not saying think positively and everything's gonna be great in sales. It doesn't happen that way. You still need to pick up the phone. You still need to reach out to customers. You need to still book out the meeting, handle negotiation, handle tough questions and challenging situations, and try to close the deal. But adopting a positive outlook means this. Those salespeople with the growth-oriented attitude, they consider opportunities instead of challenges. They're learning experiences instead of failure. Yes, I'm failing, I'm losing the deal. What can I learn from it? And the positive outlook on sales and on life helps you see possibilities where others only see obstacles, and you will value the struggles in your sales career, which have a great deal to teach you. A positive attitude enables you to look past the negative outcomes in situations with your customers and embrace the possibilities that actually exist. As long as your customer is talking to you, guess what? I don't mind if they have 1,000 questions. I had one customer saying to me to my face, I hate you. And I was laughing because he was signing the contract. Basically, right, there are always possibility. Until they say, Alan, I will never ever call you, I never want to deal with you, anybody but you, okay, then it's personal. But generally, as long as they talk to you, they have questions, guess what? There is a possibility you can close that deal. Keep the foot in the door. Number two, stop avoiding challenge. To embrace the growth mindset, you have to be open to challenges, setbacks, and adversity. I mean, don't get me wrong, but if you're in sales longer than 5 minutes, you know there are going to be challenges, setbacks, there are going to be adversity, going to be questions, there are going to be situations that you did not expect. And stop avoiding challenge means saying yes to challenging tasks, new experience, new activities outside of your comfort zone. I call this performance zone, when we get out of our comfort zone, where we try to pump up or push up our performance. Go outside of your comfort zone. This is where learning is happening. I'm not saying you will close each and every deal, but you will learn something new. You didn't know how to handle difficult customers when you started your sales career, when you had your first job. I didn't know how to handle really, really difficult customers. Now I think I know. Well, but still I'm learning on a regular basis. But those salespeople who avoid challenge, they lose the ability to actually persist, to exercise the self-discipline needed in sales, and to strengthen the skills necessary for problem solving. Instead of avoiding challenge, walk toward it. The more you embrace these opportunities, the more you will reap the benefits they have to offer to your sales career and even to your life. Now, number three, way number three is celebrate your hard work and successes. To start embracing new opportunities and trying new things, you have to believe in your own personal capabilities and talents. To boost your self-confidence, you need to recognize the challenging work you put into your goals and then celebrate the milestones and intermediate successes you have along the way and honor your strengths and talents. Pat yourself on the back, right? Remembering past achievements and accomplishments enhances your ability to learn, but more importantly, keeps you focused on the positive benefits of your hard work. What I'm doing is, when a situation is really challenging, I remember the past achievements with other clients and saying, I can go through this. I have experience, I have knowledge, I have a skill set. Let's see what can be done about it. So it's all about remembering past achievements to help you go through the dark situations, dark days of your sales career, when you really start doubting if you can really close the deal or not. Number four is practice self-awareness. To improve your growth and your personal development, it's helpful to know how your thoughts, your actions, your personal beliefs are affecting your success and happiness. Self-awareness helps you identify all the areas for growth to realize which strengths you have to build on and what your important goals and values are for your career. Pay attention to how you talk to yourself when nobody's looking and how you talk to others, how you describe learning and all the biases or preconceived notions you may have, and then how your mindset and your habits affect your ability to accomplish your career goals. Think about it. Practice self-awareness. And the last point I'd like to make here, a fifth way, it's all about reconsidering your position on failure. Most people have an extremely negative attitude about failure. That's fine. I actually recorded a podcast recently, How to Analyze Your Mistakes in Sales. Go there and learn more about it. But it's all about your personal attitude about failure. Many salespeople assume it says something significant about them. It's something that will mark them forever. It's something to fear or avoid at all costs. Little message here is this. You must see failure as a stepping stone, a learning opportunity. And if it happens, welcome failures for all you can learn from them, and therefore you can actually grow. In reality, failure is simply information about what did not work. Like Edison said, I learned 5,000 ways how not to make a light bulb, right? But which is why you need to adopt a more positive outlook about it. Right? I heard somewhere, I cannot recall who said that, but if it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you. I'll Google it to find out who said it. If it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you. Think about how you changed throughout your sales career from day one up till until today, and what it changed, how it changed. And probably you find the examples, things that challenge you, and they're actually changing you. So to implement a growth mindset, we all need to regularly practice our attitude and behavior. And here, one more time, summary of five ways you can start cultivating your growth mindset today. So we start with adopting a positive outlook at the situation. Stop avoiding challenges. Celebrate your hard work, small wins, your successes. Practice self-awareness. And that's very important. And for me, that's the most important one from all of this. And then reconsider your position on failure. But let me ask the people who listen to this podcast, what from these five, which one you're already doing well and which one would you like to focus more on? Is it You know, adopting positive outlook, is it hard for you, or avoiding challenges, or celebrating your hard work, or practicing self-awareness, or reconsidering your position of failure, how you see failure in general. What do you say? Please reach out to me here on the Sales is Easy website or via LinkedIn, and I'll be more than happy to hear your feedback on this. What is your one thing that you can work on right now, and what's the one thing you're doing really well today? And please remember, subscribe to this podcast. We'll bring more podcasts like this on this topic of growth mindset, resilience, mental toughness, something that can help you from within to embrace new strategies and new techniques and tactics that can help you grow your sales business. But please never, ever stop learning. Take responsibility for your own learning and ignore other people, whatever they say. Focus on what you can do for your sales career to help you learn and grow and reach the level of success you think you desire. This is Ale Meyer for Sales is Easy podcast. Thank you for listening, and happy selling.
Welcome to Sara Talk Solutions. Ladies and gentlemen, you've tuned into a bit of a different type of show. I'm Sara B, and I'm your host. You can find me on my IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA. I talk about amazing, relevant conversations and topics and what functions that goes on in this magical, wonderful, wonderful city of the City of Angels. My IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA.
Welcome to Ringside with Ray and Prince. My name is Ray Leonard Jr. Oh,
is that the chef? No, that's just my dad.
My name is Prince Daniels Jr.
Daniels again with a big home touchdown.
On this show, we come to humanize
athletes, entertainers, business executives. We're going to see what makes them tick.
Tuesdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll see you there. Peace and power.
Electric acid.
Electric acid.